What's the word? You rocking with Chris's perspective from the gods. I want to get right to it. I know I ain't spoke in a minute. I've been doing a lot of listening. And paying attention. Being aware. Working on my empathy. Working on my care. The biggest thing I want to talk about right now is being aware. Being aware of people, being aware of their actions, being aware of yourself, being aware of your actions, being aware of your effects, being aware of people effects, being aware of situations effects. I think it's safe to say with all these effects and things that's going around right now, a lot of people are right to have anxiety. It only seems right. But it seems even more right that we assist each other with getting through hard times. A lot of people have lost a lot of people. And I'm so sorry for everyone, for myself. But we're supposed to be here to love and be there for each other when these times do happen. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have lost a favorite. They lost a favorite. And no, it's not fair. But with you still being here and being aware of the fact that you were a special factor to the special person that was to you, then you know the essence that it holds. Because it feels different, doesn't it? Doesn't these deaths feel different? It can't feel the same as the usual. Shout out to the ones who are aware of this. To the ones who are not aware of this. Once again, there's a lot of factors at play right now. Life is moving real fast. We done sped up life so fast and people aren't aware of this. People aren't aware of slowing back down. Slow back down. I'm talking before the 90s. Slow down. You know, during the 90s, slow. Like, we're moving too fast with technology. Work. Companies are failing right now because they are failing to give people a sense of purpose. Everyone feels like they're just working for a job right now, or most of. And for the ones who don't and feel like they're at their dream jobs and things like that right now, you're there for a reason. And it could be vital not to sit there and bask in the moment like people before us have done, basking in their moments and forgetting their purposes. This isn't the same journey that we could take. Now, the difference is a lot of people continue to move, and we always tend to talk about the past, like this what it was in the past, and this is what I used to do, and this is what I used to. What about the moment we're living in now? How helpful are you in this moment right now? How much are you extending yourself in this moment right now? How much are you putting yourself to work in this moment right now? How much are you thankful in this moment right now? How grateful are you in this moment right now. Say thank you in this moment right now. Let the universe, the creator, the earth, nature know you're grateful right now. A lot of people don't take the time out to do those things because we're too stuck up on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, working our businesses, trying to expand something, watching TV, trying to lose our minds in something to make us feel some type of enjoyment, but still searching for the ultimate enjoyment and not knowing how to get to the ultimate enjoyment, not knowing that everybody has to go through a journey and ask the right questions. Now, no one is perfect. And that's awesome. But the Creator said to learn to be like Him. And to learn to be like Him is to consciously change your mind and make the choice to be a helper, to be a giver, to be a creator, to help somebody who could use your help. And it could be as simple as possible. It's not always about the money. It's not about the money. Now, since everybody wants to make it about the money, we're moving in the nasty form of chasing life based on the money. When if we just agree to disagree with money, that don't mean to agree to disagree with systems, because think about how we're agreeing to disagree with systems now. We have no base that we're standing on in America today. We do not all have one agenda that's for each other. And why is that? Why do the government make sure we do not have an agenda for all? Why are they treating the United States like something they could just throw away? Is somebody trying to throw away the United States? What is our mission statement? If we figured out and we know whose land the United States sits on right now, and we're so consciously and politically correct about everything at this point, how come the United States doesn't give back the land that they stole? How come the United States don't go get land that they purchased? How come the United States just don't purchase the land that they own? Is it possible that if you're a Native American, meaning like, you know, the Cherokees and the Red Indians and things like that, what they call them, if this is true and a lot of Americans have this really running through their bloodlines, and we could just get this checkup. How come the United States does not do that? Gather all of those people, give them their land, and then keep their debt and try to use who country this really is to assist them to do better by now giving them the opportunity to thrive on their own terms, politically correct. Without fear of a button of a bomb being pressed on them. There's a lot of questions that's to be asked. And all the questions that a lot of people are thinking of are not the ones that should be asked. Our government plays a role in our life. We do not have to play a role in the government. The government is to answer to us. Meaning we make our decisions on what's going on in situations, and not just by, oh, because this is what happened. We are all conscious at this point. We are very much so conscious and should be able to all come together. We have the technology to be able to make the rational choice together. There's a lot of things going on that we must speak on that are so past the small things, but a lot of people can't get past because they don't know anything greater. They haven't had the opportunity to know greater. They haven't had the opportunity to bask in something different, to consider it better. I challenge us all to ask different questions, ask the right questions to the universe. Be aware, be grateful, be thankful. To know is to do, to know is to be held accountable. One day at a time. And think about how your days are to you, how your days last to you. Your days could be 48 hours. Think about that. Our perspectives is what keeps us in the world that we're in. Our perspectives builds your perception around you. Got a lot more things to talk about. Shout out to the gods and the goddesses. This is the perspectives from the gods, known and proved.